Follow the Money Weekly presents your precious metals market update. Here's Tom Cloud.
This is Tom Cloud with this week's midweek precious metals market update. It's kind of hard to know where to start. Last week we got a lot of calls about the show, and I appreciate it. We are trying to be on the watch out for you as to what's going on. And this week there are a lot of developing stories, and I'll just kind of go through them, which we'll get back to a lot of fundamental issues on physical gold and silver on Friday when I interview with Jerry for this weekend's show. But for right now, you need to know that banks are definitely prepping for a government default. We've seen the new $100 bill go out this week, and there's going to be something like a $340 or $50 billion of new $100 bills. That's what I've been told. I haven't seen the official number, but they have been shipped, and I have confirmed it with two presidents of two different banks that they actually already have them in their bank. What they're not telling you is there's nothing coming out of circulation. The average $100 bill has a lifespan of 15 years, where a dollar bill has a lifespan of five years. So what they've actually done is up the money supply again with no responsibility to it, but it is out there in the marketplace, the new $100 bills. And we're seeing the banks stockpile cash for panic runs, not knowing what will happen between now and next Thursday when the debt ceiling limit. I've sent out an excellent article today on Wednesday as we record this about to give you the true facts about the government shutdown and the debt limit. And the point's very well made. Certainly, you know, if the debt ceiling's not raised, then the government doesn't have to shut down. They have enough revenue coming in to service the interest. They just wouldn't be able to do what Obama and Reid want to do in expanding, just keep expanding the debt and getting the right to raise the debt ceiling. And certainly there would be a great restraint if the Republicans could do that. The other thing is a big misconception. We've seen a lot of hoopla in the market, and also sent out an email on that today, is the Congress under the Republican control approved every single part of the budget except Obamacare. This is the sacred cow for Reid and Obama, and they go out and act like the Republicans have voted and approved nothing. They've approved every single thing that Obama asked for, except Obamacare. So, you know, people have started knowing the truth, and they need to start calling and putting pressure on their congressmen and senators, or this economy is going to be not a recession, but a depression. Because if you start laying off workers and they can't spend money, then other people, it compounds. They lose their job because there's not money out there to spend to drive the economy and increase the gross domestic product. And then when you see people like Byron Wien come out this week, I've followed Byron's work for about 8 or 9 years now, and a lot of my financial advisors that work with me on gold use Byron Wien for their stock market timing. He's been absolutely the best I've seen, and certainly I never have met him, don't know him, but he's saying next week, this way of saying last week, that next week, which is right now, that we would see the stock market have a big decrease. It's gone down 1,000 points since he wrote this last Thursday, and he's saying if the earnings on the S&P comes in under $100, we could even see the index of the S&P go below 1,300, which we'll know all that early next week. So we're seeing that these disappointing earnings are shocking the stock market, and anything to do with the debt limit or the budget deficit shutdown that we have is going to be horrible news for the stock market. So you might as well know that. We've also seen information this week that Goldman Sachs was approached by Obama's government to get a payday loan. Can you imagine going to a private company to borrow money for the government just to get through this shutdown and willing to pay higher than normal market rates, where the government's now having to go to a payday broker to borrow money. I mean, this country is just getting in worse and worse shape. We talked a little bit about Poland's 401k situation has turned into a fiasco as the government's controlling and people can't get their money out of their retirement accounts in Poland. The Panama Bank closings hit hard last week and seen a vast withdrawal of money when they reopened. And as I continue to tell my clients, if you have all the gold and silver you want, you should be going to the bank in the next week and getting your physical cash out in your hand. Because if a bail-in comes and anything turns up short, with all the problems we're having with Congress and Senate, there's not only a chance, there's a good chance that we will have some sort of bail-in or some kind of reduction in your money market accounts due to losses that could be. So you can go out there and get your cash out and sit on it until things clear and put it back in. But we're at a crossroads now where policies, we're exactly where Japan was. We've got low interest rates. We've got an economy that's not growing at all, even though they're given a slight growth figure. They're not real and can't even be verified as real. But this country has followed the policies of Japan, and we're seeing how dreadful they are. And now we see Japan increase the money supply 100%. All of this to say, as I said last week, you should get every percentage of penny you want in hard assets between now and next Thursday and sooner than later. With gold around $1,300 an ounce and silver around $22 an ounce, these are gift prices compared to where we see them going. I'll be following up on Friday's interview that you can hear on Saturday on FTMDaily.com with Jerry with some other very intriguing news, more on the fundamental side of what's going on with gold and silver. But I wanted to get in today and just say that gold and silver are in a neutral state until all this shakes out. But if it all shakes out and they do raise the debt ceiling, gold and silver will jump immediately. Just then, Harry Reid is now saying, I'm reading as I'm talking, that he will consider just a $1 trillion jump in the debt ceiling instead of $2 trillion that Obama was asking. So we're seeing compromise even as I'm recording this interview. So hopefully by Saturday, when you hear this, and Saturday you'll have a lot of information. But the bottom line is, I don't care what anybody says, gold and silver is going to be substantially higher by the end of the year than it is right now. Is it going back to 1280 for gold and 20 for silver? I don't know. I can't answer that. But I can tell you the way things are shaking out, it's going to be substantially higher than it is right now. So hopefully everybody listening to this as an insider is already on our email blast. But if you're not, you can go to FTM Daily and sign up for them, and we keep those names confidential. And if you're new to the insiders with FTM Daily, you can call me at 800-247-2812. That's 800-247-2812 if you have any specific questions you'd like to go over, and especially if you have money that you can put into a self-directed precious metals IRA. Now's an excellent time because it does take a week to 3 weeks to get all that paperwork done and moved. So hopefully all this is helpful. With this week's midweek precious metals market update, this is Tom Cloud signing out.